And Larry Razavi with his out of town checks with our theme musicians come and play means it's time for another program here on KASM, program number 155 in that continuing series. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 67 degrees here, sunshine in central Minnesota. Beautiful day in Chasmland. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM. KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2 on your radio and 107.7 on the FM dial. Yes, now 107.7 on your FM dial as well. And like I said, it's our 155th program, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in. We are talking about Mr. Cedric Soley. Cedric, how are you doing this morning?
I'm just fine this morning.
Well, great. And where is Cedric at? Where are we talking to you at?
Thorpe, Wisconsin.
Thorpe, Wisconsin. All right. And for folks that don't know where Thorpe is, whereabouts in this part of Wisconsin is that located?
Well, it's about 35 more miles east of Eau Claire.
Okay, so you're down in the southwest corner?
No, it's more west central.
West central. Okay. Very good. Well, folks probably don't know who Cedric is, so maybe you can give us a little brief history, who you are and how you got started in the business.
Well, I'm Cedric Soley. I'm a tuba player, and it's Whoopi John's fault that I am.
Oh, is that right? You started out way back in the day with Whoopi?
No, I didn't start with Whoopi. I started by listening to Whoopi, and I wanted to play tuba. So when I got in high school, that's what I did.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So there wasn't a tuba in the cradle at all then. It started a little bit later in life, huh?
Oh, yeah, a little bit is right.
Well, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Stanley, which is 7 miles down the road from Thorpe.
Okay. All right. And you are the son of who? Who was your folks?
Norman and Content Soley.
Okay. And are they still with us, or are they deceased?
No, they're deceased.
They're deceased. Okay. And brothers and sisters in the family?
No, I was the only one.
Oh, my goodness. They threw the pattern away. They said, we can't do any better, huh?
Well, I like to think that, yes.
Well, good. So you said you got to high school, and you started wanting to play the tuba then, huh?
Yep.
All right. Where was high school?
That was in Stanley.
In Stanley. Okay. Very, very good. So now you're in high school, and you're listening to this music, Whoopi John. And did you take up tuba in school, or did you have to take private lessons, or how did you get started?
No, I learned in high school.
Oh, you did. Okay. All right. And so obviously they didn't play polka music in high school, probably. You learned all the rudiments and so on, played all the concert music then?
Well, yeah, that we did. But I started playing a little bit in high school. I didn't play very well because most of the bands didn't have any music, and I didn't really know what I was doing, but I kind of fooled a few people, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I played loud.
Okay, there you go. Uh-huh. Well, tuba players are kind of at a premium these days. I think anybody that knows how to play the tuba stays pretty busy, so that's a good instrument to be playing. So who'd you start out playing with then?
Well, we had a little band in high school. It was a trumpet and two tenors and concertina drums and bass horn. We had that in high school, and then all with various local bands. And in 1957, I tried out for Fez Fritchie's band and got hired, so I went on the road with Fez's band. That was in the fall of 1957.
Okay, all right. And that's a few years ago already. You've got a few years mild or logged then. Let's see, 57, that'd be 43 and 16.
Yeah, I'm not getting any younger, that's for sure.
No, you've been pumping that thing for about 59, better than 59 years then, huh?
Yeah, it's a little over, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, whose place did you take when you weren't the original tuba player for Fez then? Whose place did you take?
Al Draghi. Al was playing with him, and he left, and I came on the band.
Okay, and you played for several years then?
I played until, I don't know, I guess about June of 1959.
Okay, all right. Now, did you have another career? Did you do something else for work besides playing the tuba?
Well, not those years, but of course afterwards I did.
Okay.
I was been a truck driver most of my life.
Oh, you have? Okay. And like across the country type truck driver, or just local?
Well, I did local for quite a few years, and then I also over the road for about 24 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. So you've seen the country pretty well.
Yeah, most of the time at night.
At night, uh-huh. You been in all 50 states, or 48, or how many?
No, I don't know. I primarily, I didn't go west all that much, so I would say primarily from the Dakotas all the way east and
okay.
Then south. Sometime or another, I've hit most of those states.
Okay, very good. Very good. And family, do you have children?
Yeah, I've got three children. I've got a son and two daughters, and my daughter and her family live up the road at Melrose.
Oh, they do. Okay. So you get up in our country once in a while.
Oh, yeah. I was up there a week or so ago for high school graduation.
Ah, nice. Very nice. Okay. And any of the kids, two sons or daughter, anybody playing any instruments or making any music like you are?
Well, my youngest daughter plays piano. And my son played piano, and he played clarinet in high school, but I don't think he's done that for a long time.
Sure.
But and they sing, and they're quite musical. Their mother's quite musical, too, so that helps.
Okay, very good. And so then after you left Fez, what happened next then? Did you continue? I mean, you're still playing today, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still playing a little bit.
Okay, so who else got in the way? Who else did you play with?
Well, I played with a local band, and then I played with Ernie Reck. I think people in Wisconsin that are up in years remember Ernie Reck.
Uh-huh.
And the Country Playboys, we were TV stars on Channel 13 in Eau Claire.
Okay.
I did that for a couple of years, and there was one full year I didn't play, and I played with local bands for quite a few years, and in the 80s, I guess, I played with Carl some, I did play a little while with Whoopi in 1959.
Oh, you did? Okay.
That was when Gene Paulson got married. I played for 2 weeks while I was on his honeymoon,
uh-huh.
And then he came back and shortly thereafter quit. And then I fell into one of those deals that, can you help me out till I find somebody?
Oh, yes.
And it wound up about 2 months, I think.
Okay, okay. What was it like playing for Whoopi John?
That was a good band. It was really a great band to play with. A 10-piece band nowadays would really be something.
It was
good. There was good guys on the band, and it was a class band. I really enjoyed it.
Good. Now, did you play at the American House and those places that Whoopi did regular?
No, that was gone already.
That was done already. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the regular spot then for a while, I think, was out at, I think they called it the Hilltop Ballroom at Red Wing. They played every Saturday night there for a while.
Okay. All right. And how about Fez? What was it like being with the Fez Fritchie band?
Well, that was a good band. Fez was a pretty good guy, and there was good guys on the band there, and I enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun. But like any job, you know, occasionally it gets to be work.
You know?
But I absolutely can't say I never regretted a minute of it.
Well, that's great. Who are some of the other musicians that you played along with Fez?
Well, there was Slivers DeWans was playing tenor.
Uh-huh.
Tex Sprawl played accordion, and his brother Clarence Sprawl played second trumpet, and then Glenn Goff played lead trumpet for a while, and then Ronnie Stahl played.
Uh-huh.
And Willard Golden was the drummer.
Oh, yes. Okay. Now, if I'm a former drummer myself. Usually you kind of bond with that back row, the drummer and the bass horn player. You find that same thing? You got to like drummers back there?
Well, you know, if it's a good drummer, I don't hardly notice he's there because everything is working together.
Sure, sure.
And occasionally you run across one that that just never seemed to get in sync with them.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's as a rule, I don't have a problem there. You know,
sure.
Usually the drummers, we're in cahoots there. You know, neither one of our musicians, we just hang around with them.
Absolutely, that's great. Buy each other a drink once in a while or something, huh?
Well, occasionally, yeah. I usually try and get one of the drummers, though. I figure I have to put up with them.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Well, Cedric, if you can hang on for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We have a sponsor, of course, the St. Joe Meat Market. I need to read the ad for the meat market. And then we'll come back with you and close out the show, if that's all right.
That's fine with me.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages, reminding you that the summer season now upon us. And a great time for family outings, get-togethers, picnics, grad parties, and yes, don't forget Dad, Father's Day just a couple of weeks away. The St. Joe Meat Market can help with all of your meal planning needs with great buys such as Mrs. Jerry's brand coleslaw, macaroni, and potato salads. They come in 3-pound containers for just $4.99 each. There's institutional size boxes of au gratin and scalloped potatoes. There's large jars of pickles, cans of baked beans and sauerkraut, always on hand. From the meat department, juicy, tender, fresh-cut steaks, hamburger patties, hot dogs, and brats for on the grill or over the open fire. And speaking of brats, this week, the brat of the week is the smoked honey barbecue brat. Take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Yes, call ahead and place your order at 320-363-4913. Make your event special and one to remember, starting with a stop at the St. Joe Meat Market, downtown St. Joe. And Cedric, for being our guest on the program, we've done this since the program began. The St. Joe Meat Market puts up a nice package that happens to be me. I have a hand in that. And along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail, so you get it the next day. And hope that you and your family can enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds very good. I've heard nothing but good reports about them.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, good, Cedric. And, yeah, we'll get that off in the mail for you. Brats, hot dogs, bologna, bacon, summer sausage. You've been known to indulge in a brat or something occasionally?
Well, yes. I'm from Wisconsin, of course.
There you go. Awesome. Good. Well, we were talking about the band business there. So you're working yet these days. I think you told me that you recently were on tour with Becky, Barefoot Becky.
Yeah, I've been going on. Well, I play with them on the long trips, and that I could always get away because when I was driving truck yet, I was a self-employed driver. So
okay,
I could get away. So I've gone on jaunts with Becky off and on for 15 or years or so.
Okay.
And we've I think about the last 12 years I've gone on the Arizona and Texas trips.
All right. You didn't happen to come up into central Minnesota here to Sox Center a few years back when Becky was at the high school there, played a concert in the afternoon. I know there was a bass player, but I can't remember who it was.
That was me.
That was you. So you have been up here. Good. Awesome. That is great. Well, the band sounded great, and now we know why.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
There you go. Well, tell us a little bit about playing that tuba. First of all, there's a lot of different terms that we hear, and most of us don't know a lot about it. There's rain catchers, and there's sousaphones, and there's just upright basses. What do you have, Cedric?
Well, I've got... At the moment, I've got four of them. Maybe I'll even put a plug in. I've got a 20J Con for sale, too.
Oh, you do?
that's a recording bass. And then I've got two rain catchers because I play some with the Menominee City Band,
okay.
The Ludington Guard Band.
Oh, really?
And I try playing with them anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I played the biggest share of the time I played sousaphone up until, probably about 1984 or so, thereabouts.
Now, the sousaphone, is that the round one that you put over your shoulder?
Yep, that's the one.
That's the marching one.
Yep.
And that's probably why it's called the Sousaphone, after John Sousa.
Right, yeah, he's the one that, they were primarily built for marching.
Okay, and then the rain catcher, now that's probably the one with the bell upright?
Yeah, I've got two of those.
Two of those straight up in the air?
Yeah, one of them's 102 years old. It's almost as old as I am.
Oh, there you go. All right. How about songs to play? Do you any particular song that you favor? I mean, you like a good tuba solo, or how does it work for you?
Well, no, I just it's pretty near anything. I like to play it. You know, it's always fun. There's a few that are kind of nasty there. Becky always does an occasional sousaphone or tuba solo that gives me kittens.
But, okay.
I don't tell anybody that.
You don't? Okay.
No.
So you play mostly by ear then these days, or do you still read music?
I read after a fashion. Polka music I play primarily by ear.
By ear, okay. Yeah. And I think the tuba is such an interesting instrument because it would be hard to play in that if you have to practice, you're really not playing a melody. So you're just doing that boom, boom, boom type of stuff. But it's noticeable if it's not in the band. I mean, people just always around here comment that to play good old-time music, you should have a tuba in the band.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Any memorable events or moments over the years, ballrooms that you enjoyed playing at, or anything that you might want to mention?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There's been an awful lot of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about memorable ones. There were most of the ones probably are memorable, but I can't say anything on the air.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So, I've enjoyed playing in pretty near every place. Once in a while, you run into a place that was a kind of a dud.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, you know, it's enjoyable. And I've always gotten with bands that everybody got along real good. So
sure.
We had fun together. So it made it really nice.
That's great. Tuba players that you looked up to, I mean, over the years, there's been quite a few good ones that I can probably name. See if you know or remember any of the names, like Hillary Haig, Der Kamak, maybe Stan Freese, any of those guys?
Oh, yeah. I remember Hillary, and then, of course, Stan Freese was in a class by himself.
Yeah, he was, tuba was, what was that record he had? Tuba is Beautiful or something like that?
I don't know. I've heard it, but every time I hear him play, I want to melt down my horn.
Yeah. there's always a couple of those in every industry. So
there are a number of them around, that's for sure.
How about Der Kamak? Did you get to know him at all?
What was the name?
Der Kamak with Elmer Scheid.
Der Kamak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Der. Der was a fine tuba player too. You betcha.
Yeah, the Elephant's Waltz. That's a great recording that they had back then.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones there. Down the road from you there, I sold a horn when I left Fritchie's band to Jay Patterson.
Oh, Jay, yes. Jay was a very good tuba player in the days here in central Minnesota. And we've had a number of good ones up here, too. Probably names that you wouldn't be familiar with, but Ron Eichmeyer, a good buddy of mine, a very good tuba player from St. Cloud, Minnesota. And we had Bob Nathy over here with the Bob Brenny Band, and Roger Van Heel was with the Gil Style Band for years, and there's just a number of them from central Minnesota. And, like I say, you really notice when they're not playing. Boy, that tuba is very essential.
Yeah, with an oompa band, it's hard to get along without the oompa.
That's right. So, fun playing over the years. I was listening to some of Fez's music on the way in this morning, and we're going to feature some of his music as well as a little bit of Barefoot Becky. You said you recorded with Becky on her latest recording, the Road Trip Special?
Right, the Road Trip Special.
Okay.
And I made, three albums with Ray Conkle, too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And you said you were playing with Ray on occasion, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, very good. I was lost my train of thought here for a second, but talking about the recording. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Talking about the Fez Fritchie recording, it's volume 5. It's one called The Finger Dance. It's a butterfly. And you don't see much of that anymore nowadays at the dances, but boy, back in the days, they really enjoyed dancing to a butterfly, didn't they?
Yeah, occasionally we run into it in Texas. We do it there, and then they also have one called Fez recorded it. It wasn't called the Seven Step Polka, but it's the same song Fez recorded. They did it.
Okay.
They do that in Texas.
Okay.
And you know, you run into different areas. They do different type dancing too.
Sure, sure. You still playing any of the polka fests these days?
Oh no, I'm not playing any. They're getting less and less of them. I've got to take that back. We're playing the middle of June on Father's Day over at Willard, Wisconsin, at the Polka Fest. There, playing with Becky there.
Okay, is that the one that the Brigands put on?
No, they put on the one at Caston.
Oh, they
put
the Caston.
I think this is Richie Yerkovich, I think, is kind of behind this one.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Very, very good. And do you have a preference playing behind concertina or accordion player? Do you have any preference at all?
No, I don't really care. I used to prefer an accordion player because concertina players tended to play in a lot of sharps, but I finally learned how to do it, so
oh, okay.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Very good.
No.
Well, our time is pretty run out here, Cedric, and we want to take this opportunity to very especially thank you for taking time out and joining us on the program. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are still here down the road sometime. We'll do it again. How's that?
That sounds good. Thank you very much.
That's good. And if you want to just hang on the line there, Cedric, we'll talk to you off the air. And with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. And there he goes, Cedric Soley, our 155th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us now to 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're at 68 degrees here in central Minnesota. Sunshine, don't go away. We're back with more music featuring the tuba music of Cedric Soley.